Joining us on the phone on Static this evening, it is fantastic to have Michelle from Japanese Breakfast. You got your feet up at home?
Yes, I'm sick at home in Philadelphia.
Well, you know, at least being at home sick is better than being on the road sick, right, Michelle?
Yes, I have my first 3 weeks off in like a year, and pretty much for the next year ahead of that. So I think my body was like, now's the time to shut it down.
Yeah, I know. I looked at it. I counted up something like 42 shows between now and the end of the year for Japanese Breakfast.
Yeah, and there's way more that haven't been announced yet. So we are going to Australia in December and as well as Asia. But the tour hasn't been announced quite yet. But I'm really excited. I've never been to Australia. I've heard amazing things. So I'm really, really excited. My band was like so thrilled when they found out that we were going.
Wow, you guys are road dogs.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. I mean, if you find yourself in a job that you love, you kind of have to kill yourself doing it.
And Michelle, did touring behind last year's album Psychopomp sort of open you up to the possibilities of what you could do with Japanese Breakfast? It feels like on this record you've really indulged a few more genres and sounds. You know, did playing the songs off the last record out influence this record in any way?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I've been playing in bands for, you know, almost 10 years, and I've been a very uncelebrated artist for a majority of those. So, you know, to get any kind of recognition, and Psychopomp was the first album that I put out that really got any kind of attention, it was like a miracle. So I think that, you know, I went into the studio for this new one, Soft Sounds from Another Planet, with just a lot more confidence, and I had a real label behind it that supported me and had the budget to just have me in the studio for a month and not have to wait tables and then rush over and work into the night. So it was a very deliberate process. It was just me and Craig Hendricks, who plays in the live band and co-produced the album. Between the two of us, we arranged it and played every instrument on the album, and I just felt like I was in the right place finally. There was a lot less self-doubt, you know, because I had one record that did pretty well that people enjoyed, and I felt like, you know, that was me, and I could make another one if I put my heart into it.
The opening song, Diving Woman, feels like a real statement of intent. You know, opening your record with a 6.5-minute track, and it's got this great sort of quiet, loud dynamic going on. It's a real propulsive epic, Michelle.
Yeah, I feel like the one slack that Psychopomp got a lot of was, you know, it's a very short album. It's 9 tracks, 2 of which are instrumentals, and I think the runtime is like 26 minutes. So I think I just wanted to make a statement with the first track of the record that, you know, I'm an artist that can make a 6.5-minute opening track, and also that this album was going to be different. And I think that also, looking back, it made a statement that this album needs a little bit more patience than Psychopomp, maybe. Psychopomp, I think, just sounds like really immediate, and it's in your face, and it's very short. And I think that Soft Sounds from Another Planet, it's a little bit more melancholy, and it's a little bit more mature, and has a little bit more depth.
Well, some of the songs cut loose and get in and out pretty quickly still. I mean, 12 Steps is 2.5 minutes, but it lays on the fuzz.
we have some rockers on there too.
And even, you know, wading through a few of those genres, you've allowed a real wall of sound on songs like Boyish. I mean, you've got your Ronette's drum kick on there and everything, Michelle.
Yeah. There's definitely like a wide range of influences on this album. I think I just really like songs to like live within their own world, and I try not to focus too much about, you know, making all the songs sound the same. I think what makes a record really exciting is when you can really distinguish the songs from one another. So yeah, I think that there are like kind of shoegazy elements on Diving Woman, and then there's kind of like a trip-hoppy vibe on Roadhead, and then Boyish and Till Death have kind of these like big Phil Spector-y sort of arrangements. So that's like what really excites me, and especially as I get older and I get more interested in production and arrangement, I really like to try on all the different kinds of hats.
And wanting to sort of encompass so many different styles, is that why I heard you were originally going to make this a concept album about space, but it was easier when you, pardon the pun, jettisoned that idea? So was it kind of easier for you to write short stories rather than a massive narrative, Michelle?
Yeah, I mean, I think that maybe someday I'll do that. I think that I really enjoy the idea of creating a musical devoid of camp. And so originally that was what I was interested in. And the first song that I wrote for this album is a song called Machinist, and it's a song about a woman who falls in love with a robot. And it's quite different from the rest of my songwriting, but I had so much fun writing it and so much fun arranging it with Craig, and I thought it would be really entertaining to create like a whole sci-fi narrative that follows that song. But then when I tried to write more songs like that, I really struggled, and it felt quite phony to me. And I still had a lot to say about my personal life, and I just kind of went back to that method.
Yeah, I mean, how do people write Broadway shows about kinky boots for 2 hours? I don't know how it gets done.
I mean, I think I could. I just, you know, for a sophomore album, it wasn't quite time to take that great of a departure from what did well for me.
Michelle, I guess that's why you're a songwriter for now and not a long-form novelist, too.
Yeah, I mean, I hope to do more of that kind of stuff someday, but right now I feel very comfortable as a songwriter.
It was interesting to hear you mention Machinist because, as you said, that's about the love between a woman and a machine, and there are parallels, I guess, with space exploration and relationships exploration. I mean, a lot of the songs are still about distance between people and things like that.
Absolutely, yeah. I definitely relate to that song a lot. I think that I can relate to both positions, you know. I think that I'm someone that's quite passionate and very sensitive, and I feel a lot, and so I generally attract partners that are a little bit more shut off and robotic, and that's a feeling I can relate to a lot of wanting to conjure more emotion out of someone that feels a little bit more shut off. But then also, this last year, you know, I was a little bit emotionally shut off myself, and I lost my mother 2.5 years ago, and it was really hard for me to connect with people after that. And so I think that it's a song that, you know, is quite silly, but can also be related to it in a more serious level.
Have you had some of your exes come out of the woodwork and ask if they were the robot in Machinist?
No, I think all my exes are too scared of me.
I mean, the song Boyish also says, if you go to her, don't expect to come home to me. I mean, that's casting a partner out into the galaxy as well.
Yeah.
And the mysteries of the universe, you know, are, I guess, are even explored in a song like Jimmy Fallon Big, which is about losing a band member to another band. So, you know, that's kind of putting all your current band members on notice, Michelle, having that song on the Japanese Breakfast record.
Yeah, the funny thing is that bass player actually is our live bass player again. So he kind of went to this other band and, you know, played TV and then wound up back in my band. So, yeah, I mean, that song was largely about just regretting not being successful. So it's cool to come into my own success finally and take him back.
So that's giving you the first song for the next Japanese Breakfast record. It'll be about the prodigal bass player returning.
Yeah, I doubt it. I think that he only gets one song.
Has this album been easier to talk about? I mean, would you have ever opened up about Psychopomp being written about your mother's death if you knew how much you would have to endlessly sort of discuss it in interviews and perform it every night on tour? Michelle, was that much of a slog releasing and touring that record?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a challenge. It felt kind of like a parting gift, you know, in some way. I mean, I'm not a religious person, but it felt so serendipitous that, you know, my mother passed away, and for the first time in my life, I found artistic success, and I found, you know, love in my life, and that was, you know, quite special, and it was challenging to talk about, but I also feel a really big sense of fulfillment, because I feel like I've really helped a lot of people. There are a lot of kids that come up to me after shows and talk about having lost parents, and, you know, that means a lot to me. I think that sometimes, you know, we just feel really alone in our experiences, and it helps to find an artist that you can relate to, and it's fulfilling to me to be able to be that for some people. But yeah, I don't know, I think that this album, you know, in some ways it's like easier to talk about, and it's not as easy to talk about, because, you know, they're a little bit more complicated, you know. I mean, there are still a lot of songs that are about grief and mourning, but it's just a little bit more subtle, so it's hard knowing how much of that to reveal and how much of it to keep to myself.
Yeah. I also thought that after Japanese Breakfast shows, a lot of nerds will come up and ask you what guitar pedals you're using as well. Does that balance things out a bit?
I don't get that quite as much. I don't know which I would prefer, to be honest. I think that a balance is good.
A bit of heartfelt and also a few nerds here and there goes a long way, right?
Absolutely.
Well, it's exciting to hear you let the cat out of the bag that you're going to get to Australia by the end of the year, Michelle. I hope you're vaguely rested up by the time you arrive. You must look after yourself between now and then, all right?
Thank you.
For now, we might have a listen to The Body is a Blade off of the album right now. It was great to get you on the phone this evening, Michelle. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you so much.
This is Japanese Breakfast with The Body is a Blade on Static. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much.